The Saskatchewan Roughriders faced a challenging Saturday night, dropping their second consecutive game with a 42-31 loss to the Edmonton Elks, who celebrated their first win of the season. This defeat underscores the need for the Roughriders to regain their footing as they progress through the season. The game began with a spark of hope for the Roughriders, as Mario Alford electrified the fans by returning the opening kickoff 101 yards for a touchdown, giving the Riders an early 7-0 lead. However, the Elks quickly answered back. Former Rider Tevin Jones caught a Trey Ford pass and took it 93 yards to the end zone, pushing the Elks to a 13-8 lead after the first quarter. This high-energy exchange set the stage for a competitive and intense matchup. The Elks' momentum only grew from there, driven by a powerhouse performance from running back Javon Leak. Leak dominated the field, rushing 12 times for an astounding 169 yards and 3 touchdowns. His scoring runs of 4, 51, and 61 yards were instrumental in cementing the Elks' lead and keeping the Roughriders' defense on their heels. On the offensive front for the Riders, quarterback Shea Patterson showcased his skills, completing 22 of 38 passes for 306 yards. He threw 2 touchdown passes, connecting with Aju and Mitchell Picton, and also ran in for a score himself. Despite Patterson's efforts and the glimpses of offensive promise, the Roughriders couldn't outpace the Elks' relentless drive. This loss drops the Roughriders' record to 5-3 on the season, highlighting areas in need of improvement. Meanwhile, the Elks celebrated a milestone win, guided by interim head coach Jarius Jackson, and improved their record to 1-7. Looking towards the future, the Roughriders will have a few days to regroup before facing the Ottawa Redblacks at TD Place Stadium on Thursday, August 8. Fans can tune in for all the pregame excitement starting at 2:30 p.m. with the 620 CKRM countdown to kickoff, followed by play-by-play coverage with Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender at 5:30 p.m.